There are several very interesting discussions quoted in the Das Kanim this week, Parshas Noach, but I'd like to share a rather relatively short one, which I think just has a very, it's part of a very important theme that we see throughout the Parsha. So in Perek Ches Pasuk Yud Tes, the Torah describes the exiting of the Teva. Kol ha'chaya kol remes v'chol ha'ov kol remes alara. It's all the different animals that were in the Teva. L'mishpachos sehem yatsu min ha'teva. They all went out of the Teva l'mishpachos sehem, by their families. And Rashi, over your comments on the word l'mishpachos sehem. So why does it mention that they went out by their families? So kiblu aleihem almanas lidavek b'minan, says Rashi, that they were accepted originally into the Teva on condition that they would stick to their species. So that's what it means, that they went out by their families. Rather, they were being makabel upon themselves. The animals were accepting upon themselves as they left to stick to their families, meaning to their species. We know that Chazal tell us that the sexuality, the Dora Mabo, was so depraved that it even impacted the animals, and there was interspecies mating. So this was an important Kabbalah for them to take upon themselves as they leave, to only mate within their species. It happens to be Das Kanim in Perek Zayin Pasuk Beis. This parsha also comments about the animals that entered the Teva. They were specifically ones that did not and wasn't were not involved in this interspecies mating. But over here, Rashi's telling us the Mishpachos Sehem, it's a little bit of a strange term, or at least Rashi's saying that it seems strange that we have to mention it. Therefore, Kibla Le'al Manasli Davik Biminan, it was their Kabbalah to stick to their families. But the Das Kanim say something a little bit different. They say, V'chi Yesh Mishpacha L'Behema, is there such thing as a family to an animal? Right, they note that not that it's strange that we're mentioning that they went out by families, that it's unnecessary to mention that. But he's saying the word itself of mishpacha for family is a funny word to use to describe these, the animals. And then what he says is what they say, the Baalei Tosfos and the Das Kanim say, Elo osan shadav kubaminan zach likanes liyetzem min hateva. He says that it means that those animals that stuck to their own species, so those are the ones that were zocha to enter the teva, and those are the ones that were the ones that left the teva, and were the ones that would start the new world. But this first question that the Das Kanim ask is really important. It's strange. Is there such thing as a mishpacha for the behemah? So yes, he gives a pshat in what it means, but that. Noting of the Das Kanim that it's a strange term, I think, is important, and it's actually not unfounded in earlier sources. And something I noticed many years ago that I thought was very funny, and I saw Yalkut Shimoni quote it. Related point is that in Perek Zayin Pasuk Beis, so it says, "Mikol behema hatahora tikach lecha shiva shiva ish v'ishto." From all the animals that are pure, that are tahor, take from them seven by seven ish v'ishto, man and his wife. And this is referring to the animals. They're calling it a man and its wife. And Yalkut Shimoni says over here, it says, "Ishus levehema mika." Is there such thing as a marriage that you call them an animal, man and its wife? And then it explains the same idea that these are the ones that were not involved in the avera of interspecies mating, that it was a man and its wife. There was fidelity. So the Das Kanim really followed the lead of the Yalkut Shimoni, which is noting the funny human terms for the animals. And then explaining that it's regarding their sticking to their own kind. So on the one hand, this personification of the animals to use terms like mishpacha and ish v'ishto, man, its wife, their family, it seems on the one hand to elevate the animals and praise them for their sticking to their what they were created to do. On the other hand, it really is a tremendous condemnation of mankind. A question I had for many years is in a pasuk vav, sorry, perek vav, pasuk tes zayin. Hashem tells Noach to make the teva tachtim shneim u'shlishim, that there's supposed to be three floors. And there's a famous Rashi there, quoting the Gemara, that there were three floors. The top one was for the people, the bottom, the middle one was for animals, and then the bottom one was for the refuse, for the garbage. And there's a Tanhuma that has different opinions of what the floors were for. But it bothered me that the Torah felt the need to mention this. First of all, that Noah was specifically instructed to make the three floors, and why the Torah took the time to tell us about these three floors, and why Chazal took the time to tell us what were on the three floors. And they have a few different explanations, and there's an interesting Kliyakar. It's very symbolic and really Kabbalistic explanation for the three floors. But I think a simple answer is that it was very important for there to be a divide between humans and animals, because those lines really had become blurred. The fact that we're calling certain animals ish v'ishto and mishpacha, there's this personification of animals, because there's also, and I guess you can call it an amalekification of humans, where humans become more animalistic. Meaning the blurred lines are not in the bestiality. But it's in the whole approach to everything in life, through facing taivos and relating to Hashem and relating to Bechira, the free will to choose to do good. And these lines are blurred. What's an animal? What's a human? What has marriage? What doesn't? What has fidelity? What does not? And it was really critical that there would be a divide, that Noach and his family, the human beings, would be on one floor, the higher floor, and under that would be the animals. And even the animals that were righteous, that were ishto and lemishpacha sehem, even those animals would be in the middle floor. And the ones who would care for those were the human beings. And when they would leave the teva, they would be given the permission to eat animals, which makes the statement that humans are not animals. And the truth is, this blur could go all the way back to when the Nachash first approached Chava in Gan Eden. But this, there has to be a clarity that, yes, we are Ramanurav. We have something evil within us from the day we're born. But that doesn't mean that we're not able to overcome it. That doesn't mean that we have to give in to our temptations. We have to give in to our taivos. Human beings are Bali Bechira. We have free will. Just like we were given dominion over animals, we were also given dominion over the animalistic side of ourselves. Only when we dominate the animal within are we able to really bring out the Tzelem Elohim within all of us.